Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Game one of two. A full day of baseball ahead of us. If you know me at all, if you've been following Talkin' Yanks, if you follow these pregame shows, you know that this is basically Christmas for me. I get so excited for doubleheaders. Full day of baseball. Going to have to keep this show a little high and tight because Jake and I got a Talking Baseball to record. So we're going high and tight like a military haircut. Just banged my elbow on the table. Jake, how are you doing?
I'm good. You've high and tight. You buzzed me a couple times over here. I don't know what you're whacking over there, but it got my ears pretty good. But I'm happy for your Christmas. It's nice to meet you, and I'm excited to hear all of that about you if I don't know you. And yeah, man, the Orioles are in town, and I think it's we talk about what a difference a year makes, Jim. Last year, it felt like, oh, doubleheader, this kind of sucks. We're just going to end up splitting. This year, it's like, let's go. Let's punch it and get two wins and keep it moving. Because I think what's our record in doubleheaders now? Aren't we like 9-1 this year or something?
9-1 in doubleheaders, yeah.
I mean, kind of unbelievable. And I mean, when you welcome the Orioles into town, who are riding high, they just beat Verlander and the Astros yesterday. But Jim, I've got some theories on that we can catch up on later. But I kind of like what I'm seeing from this Yankees lineup. And I think it's, you know, it's time to get two. Let's run it.
Yeah, I was going to say the Orioles winning on getaway day, they had a happy flight. They haven't had a lot of happy flights. That may put a little oomph in their step, but Yankees got to come to a home field advantage. I mean, it's four games against the Orioles. We just did three against them and swept them. We haven't lost to the Orioles since the opening series of the season. 12-0 in their last 12 games against Baltimore. I'd love to let that ride. These are our last games against Baltimore this season, correct?
I believe so.
So let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go fucking...
Basically, every homer is extending a record of some sort as the Yankees versus the Orioles this year. And Jim, I was going to spin it a little later, but the Orioles did have a super happy. They walked off on the Astros and Verlander. I think he was too happy. I think they're a bunch of young guys. I think the Daiquiris came up. I think they took a train up to the city. A few of the guys went out last night.
Whoa.
So I think,
a doubleheader?
Yeah. They're young guys. They know the season's over. They just got their win of the year. It was like, it's literally the biggest upset in baseball in the past like 8 years or something like that, according to Vegas. So they kept the party going. So I'd watch out for them early, having that kind of you wake up still drunk and you're still going. So but by the fifth inning or so, that should wear off. So as long as the Yankees are ahead by the fifth inning or so, I think we're golden.
All right, early runs. I always like those. Who will be getting those early runs? This is who? The G's start things off. Gardner, center field, leading off. Gio in the two hole at third base. Gregorius at shortstop. Gary catching in the four hole. Glaber DHing game one of the doubleheader in the five hole. And then you go Tauchman, left field. Maben, right field. Ford, first base. Vic Valera, second base. Paxton on the bump. Doubleheader lineups are always going to be a little different. DJ gets the day off. He'll play the second. Judge gets the day off. He'll play the second. This lineup, though, you still got a nice top of the order there. Guardy. Gio's legit and for real, so he can throw himself into that mix. Didi, Gary, 4, Glaber, 5, Tauchman, 6. It's so weird that these names carry weight, but they do. It's a good lineup.
Yeah, Jim, I think the bigger thing is that, you know, we've been trucking away with some fun kind of quirky lineups. We've seen a lot of, five-hole Gardner and things like that. So I think it's funny. Gardner kind of returning to that leadoff spot where right now we're comfortable with that because there's no reason not to be. What Gio's been doing is great. So when you see Gregorius, Gary, Glaber, Mike Tauchman moves up into the sixth hole, even Cameron Maben seventh, I think this is one of our better top sevens we've had in the lineup. And that's with Aaron Judge and TJ LeMahieu sitting, which is pretty bonkers.
Yeah, it's pretty bonkers. And they're going to be facing Gabriel Ynoa.
You know what?
You know, Romine took him deep last game.
Mm.
And then Breivik Valera hit a triple off of him. So Breivik gets called up to be the 26th man, gets to face his old friend, Gabriel Ynoa, who he hit a triple, two RBI triple off of last game.
If you're Romine, are you pissed? Are you like, hey, coach, I got this guy. I'll play the day game.
Yeah, because Romine probably got the next guy, too.
Yeah. He won't stop.
I don't know who's pitching tomorrow, but Romine probably got him. Because it looks like we're getting the same set of pitchers. Ynoa pitched the first game against us last time.
Ynoa. Okay.
Looks like John Means. And then, oh, we're going to get to see Bundy. Fun.
Dylan Bundy, the killer. Okay.
I have something to say. So the bullpen usage for the Orioles, they already have terrible pitching. They were in like a walk-off game yesterday. Did they throw a lot? Yesterday, Sean Armstrong went 12 pitches, Richard Bleier 17, Miguel Castro 12, Paul Fry 12, Givens 16. So they used a lot of them, but not a lot of pitches. Yacobonis, our favorite dude, should be available today.
Jimmy Yachts. Yeah, I think that is a good mini what to watch for, Jim, though. If the Yankees can make one of these games ugly, they can kind of hamstring the Orioles bullpen for the rest of the series because they're already coming off some use leading into a doubleheader. Yes.
And we had Tanaka do his thing yesterday, which really saved our bullpen for the doubleheader. Everyone should be available. They are doing an opener, game two, I believe. The Yankees?
I believe so. I haven't looked, Jim.
That's something we should find out because it has to do with today.
Game two, yeah, it's unlisted, so I'd assume that means opener with Domingo tomorrow. And
well, shit. Today. So that means Paxton better give us a good outing.
Yeah, or I mean at least
six.
I think the other thing the Yankees could potentially be rooting for here is the Sessa or Paxton hands it off to either Sessa or Nestor to finish the game, and that's the only reliever we use to do this game.
So then either Paxton has to have a shutdown game or the bats have to have an amazing game because you need at least a 5-run lead with three to go for me to be like, all right, let's get Sessa, gets the next three innings.
Three innings save Sessa, baby.
So that's probably the best strategy. If they need to, I think he will unload the big dude, the big guns, or at least some of them. Boone, I think he will unload some of them, but not all four because you have the bullpen day tonight.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. Talking about James Paxton, he's coming off a good outing, correct?
Pax Daddy.
Need another one. I mean, it's the Orioles. It's at home. It's everything that he should be able to handle.
Yeah, right. I mean, the Orioles, you're back at Yankee Stadium, so even they're good righty hitters. I mean, they're not aiming for that porch. And, yeah, I mean, it's just an opportunity for Paxton to kind of build some trust for the playoffs. Like, again, the hot topic in Yankee land for the next month and a half is going to be who's going to pitch those first four or five innings to try to get it to our bullpen in the postseason. And, I mean, James Paxton can still earn that trust in some way. You know, his last two starts now have been pretty good. Against Boston, he went six innings, two earned runs. Against Baltimore, he went 6.21 earned run. He couldn't get that last out. But, yeah, man, this would be a nice little streak of three starts that we could, I don't know, start talking ourselves into James Paxton again.
Yeah. 6.2 one earned runs. I'll take that again versus Baltimore. Do that. Sure. Get that last out. Let's go 7 innings pitched, one earned run. Tank just led the way. Let's get this snowball rolling.
Why don't we get a snowball and roll it at them?
Yes. Now picture a snowball. Every time it turns over, it picks up an Oriole, and it's just got birds stuck in it. It's rolling down.
I'm picturing a giant snowball. It's rolling from the mound to the plate, and it's melting rapidly. And by the time it melts, the ball is actually in the snowball, and it comes out, and it technically crosses home plate as a strike.
Comes out on the very top end of the snowball.
Yeah.
So it's high enough.
Yeah, okay. It like pops off, but it's a strike.
Wow. I was picturing a snowball full of dead Orioles, the birds.
Yeah, I did hear you lean in that way, which was tough. Jim, the Orioles, Hanser Alberto at third base, Mancini, your first baseman, Anthony Santander.
In right field.
Renato Nunez will be DHing. Jonathan Villar will be playing second base. Pedro Severino catching. Jace Peterson, old friend of the program, in left field. Little Stevie Wilkerson in center field. And Richie Martin, living La Vida Loca, at shortstop for Gabriel Yanoa on the mound.
Chris Davis not playing.
Not playing. Get saving it up for game two.
Yeah. He's their judge.
Kinda.
What to watch for? I have a bully what to watch for, and that's the Orioles outfield. It's impressively bad, so it should be fun just to watch them be bad.
Yeah.
Put it on your radar. If a ball goes to the outfield, say, ooh, this might be fun, and then it may be. That's one what to watch for. Second what to watch for is Glaber, man. Glaber versus the Orioles. He wasn't right in Baltimore. He's been crushing the Orioles all season. Everyone knows the numbers. They're gaudy. He didn't really do it in those game and a half in Baltimore because he was still injured. He didn't do anything yesterday, really. I don't think he looked terrible. No one did anything. It was a 1-0 game. This will be a test. If there's a party, like Kenny Singleton likes to say, if there's a hit party and Glaber's not in it, maybe something's still lingering. He's not really able to swing because he should be leading the hit party versus the Orioles. He should be at the head table.
He should be at the lead party with all those dead birds.
Front row. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you've been saying.
Flagship. Flagship. Yep.
Flagship birds. Okay. I like that, Jim. I'm kind of going a little almost inverted on that. I'm going for the guys who, this could be some of your, you know, last MLB at-bats of the season, I mean, against the birds. I'm talking Vic Valera. You know, you're literally the 26th man today. You've got an opportunity to have a big day against some subpar pitching. Go get it, Vic. Mike Ford, you were hitting some balls that were hit hard, but they weren't doing good things. Now you're in the stadium, so there's kind of no excuses there. You can rack up stats against the O's today. And the other guy, Jim, who's kind of been sliding slash we've been waiting for him to get it going, is Sir Didi. So I've got the guys that, this is a big opportunity. When the Orioles come to Yankee Stadium and they might even have a depleted bullpen. I mean, Jim, you remember when we played them last time, when the Yankees were winning and the Orioles had no arms to go to, they were literally throwing batting practice. It got sad a little bit. So I think, you know, if you find yourself in that opportunity today, Ford, Valera, Didi, to get it going, you know, you gotta take advantage of that.
All right. I like that. And it leads us perfectly into Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Because I think Gary Sanchez falls into that very same boat. He was injured, didn't get to play against the Orioles last series when they hit 5 home runs in every single game. And Gary's right. Like, fuck, I hit a lot of home runs versus the Orioles. He had a 3 home run day versus the Orioles earlier. So this is Gary's chance to, like, pad his numbers even more, get his bat going. I'm taking Gary with my first pick.
Wow, first pick Gary. I love it. I love it, Jim. I will go with, you know what? Give me Ford.
He was going to be my second pick.
Yeah, you wonder, you know, if he keeps struggling, his playing time might go away. Four games set. Let me get my Mike Ford on. And Jim, a name we haven't said yet, I think I'm going to go back-to-back with him and Maben. I think Killikam knows exactly what we were just talking about. He's like, I'm getting pro at bats against the Orioles. I'm getting some yabos out there. I'm getting a contract next year. So Killikam and Ford, the old 7-8 combo in the lineup.
All right, I'm going to take Gary and Talkman. Talkman back with that short porch. Two home runs up in Toronto. He hasn't really cooled down.
No.
He has the highest OPS in all of Major League Baseball since the All-Star game. So, he's very good.
He's good.
I'm gonna keep him. Only if you love it. Only if you love it. Only if you love it.
Swing. You think there's an over-under today, Jim?
I do. I think they probably set one. It's probably pretty high. Paxton, they might expect Paxton to dominate.
I think 11 and a half.
I think I'm going to go 11.
I kind of like your guess better than mine, Jim, and I even made my guess.
Well, they had it yesterday with 11 with Tanaka pitching. So it was like I thought it was maybe a one-sided guess, and I think this might be the same thing.
Let's see. I didn't come up on the phone. I'll see if I can find it real quick, but let's see. Littering and okay. Yeah, I see the only one that has it listed, Unibet, has it as 10.5, which I think you and I would be going over if that's the case.
Yeah.
Because you just can't have that as the over-under with the Orioles.
I mean, if they expect Paxton to deal, the Yankees to get early runs and then rest up for game two, like, you know, a nice 6-0 win, a nice 8-1 win, I can see it. But I just don't think that
can even happen with the Orioles because it's not like they can. It's not like they can throw someone if they go down 6-0. It's not like they can throw someone through innings 5-9 that you're like, wow, they did a really good job. They really contained us. Like they don't have that.
It's true.
So I don't know.
Jake doesn't
prove me wrong. Yankees win 6-0. Fine.
Wow. Do you mean that?
Yeah, man.
You do?
I do.
My schedule that I put the Homer draft on currently is set up. It says 163 games, which I know is wrong. It says 164, which I know as a baseball fan is wrong. I probably didn't delete some rainouts.
Maybe left rainouts in there.
It also doesn't matter at all. Zero bearing to matter.
Nothing matters anyways.
Nothing matters, and that's the best thing.
It's the good news.
That's the good news, guys. Nothing matters. Jake, give him those last words. Thank you for listening to the pregame show. If you're listening on the iTunes app, rate, review, subscribe. If you're listening on, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to this channel. We're very close to hitting our goal, I think. So, thanks. Jake, last words?
We'll see you at the next pregame show in a little bit.
And Talking Baseball is going live very soon if you're a patron for that. See ya.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.